Blob eating the wasp. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's hungry. I'm not listening.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Don't blink while you're reading it, you'll miss it. Welcome to the Comic Anvil, episode 5.
Episode 5!
Today, woo-hoo! Today we have,
we've lasted,
as you can hear,
we've lasted longer than a DCNU reboot book. Oh, what? What?
Whoa. Oh! Sorry. Oh, already we started.
Over the place.
Sorry, go on. I ruined your intro then.
Say hello to Anthony.
Yeah, what up? Hello.
Hello to Wesley.
Hi.
Hello to Dylan.
Hey.
Hello to my wife, Debbie.
Hello.
Hello.
Anyways.
Hi.
She's busy reading Fear Itself number 5. Anybody want to start this show or what?
I can.
Okay, brother, go ahead.
Well, this will be painfully obvious, but I'm going with Daredevil number 2.
Oh.
By Mark Waid and Paolo Rivera. So we mentioned the first issue on the last podcast, and basically everything that we said can apply to this one, except for the art is even better somehow. And
that book is beautiful. Holy crap.
Every damn panel. And all the Captain America Daredevil stuff that it opens with is just awesome, plain and simple. I love the shield stuff and just all the dialogue, the way Matt talks. And then we've got some more cool, radar stuff, I guess you want to, radar sense stuff, you'd want to say, towards the end.
His superpower?
Yeah.
Cool.
What else is there to say that we haven't really said? I don't know. This proves that issue 1 wasn't a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to make me keep reading for as long as it's this good.
Yeah, I've got it on my pull list. I enjoyed the first issue.
Yep.
I actually enjoyed Daredevil 2 more than I did Captain America 2, actually, which I was surprised at. So,
cool.
It was good.
Yeah. Who wants to go next?
I got something, actually. Is this America? I remember you mentioning Astonishing X-Men and Astonishing Spider-Man and Wolverine a while back, one of the issues. I think in one of our, was it the first or second episode you mentioned it?
Yeah. Issue 5, I think, maybe I was talking about.
I actually just bought the trade recently, and I fell in love with this darn thing.
Is
I read it
funny
from,
or what?
It is amazing. It is like everything awesome you would want in a Marvel comic.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it a lot. I was like, what the hell is going on? Who cares? It's killing me. It's funny.
I mean, you got a Phoenix gun.
Yeah.
A Phoenix gun.
Doom
as a planet. Yeah. It throws everything at you, and you're just going, what else is going to happen next? This is some of the most fun stuff I have dealt with in years in a comic. I just kept reading it, and I just went going, what's next? Oh, wow. And the villain that pops up, I'm going, oh, my gosh, he's using him?
Mojo?
By the way, I'm not... Yes, Mojo.
Yeah, spoil away, who cares?
Yeah, why not? Spoil, screw it, you said it. So
it's awesome, man. Like, I mean, it's that good.
And Adam Kubert, oh my god, his artwork is drool-worthy.
Yeah.
I mean, every panel, I mean, his page we'll try to avoid spoiling this part, but after what happens with Wolverine at one point, and the way Kubert handles those panel scenes right there, I'm going, it's like one of those, oh dang, Adam like knocked that out of the park. And like, you know the panels I'm talking about, if you...
Yeah.
And it's like, it's amazing piece. I'm going, my god. I just kept reading it and going, the Phoenix gun scenes made me go, Phoenix gun? What in the heck are they gonna do with a Phoenix gun?
I want to.
Then comes Phoenix Gun.
I want to reread the whole series, but I can't find my first issue now.
That's why I bought the hardcover. Yeah. I was in Books A Million with my friend, and I went, you know what? I'm just going to buy the hardcover. I'm like, okay. And I just went, oh my God, this is awesome. And then, because I could not wait, it's like the bi-monthly, semi-tri-monthly schedule is like one I just can't take. I got to wait for the trade at this point. And, oh man, was it worth it. And also that poster fold-out in the middle, and that poster fold-out, oh my God, that was awesome. Oh, dude, they knocked this entire thing out of the park. Dylan,
you read that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Auntie?
I was waiting for the trade, but then I forgot about it. But oh, I've just added it to my Amazon wish list, so I'm gonna probably be one of the books I buy next. But I only was aware of it when it was about 3 issues in or so. So far, it's a mini series. I'll just wait, and then I kind of forgot. Yeah, I know. So I've been waiting a while.
My monthly schedule was nuts.
It was harsh, but I mean, each issue was worth the wait. I thought.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Every issue, so from what I could tell, if you were reading it on a bi-monthly basis, you pretty much got your money's worth in each issue, because they threw every issue was like boom, boom, boom. Something was coming at you. Something cool was happening, and nothing of it really felt kind of wasted. except I hate to say it. Then you get to the ending, and I'm not going to spoil the ending, but the ending's kind of like, well, that's cool. That's fine. But because it's sort of like it pales in comparison to all the other cool stuff that happens in the rest of the series.
Like Kraven panties.
Yeah.
That was funny, man. I was laughing at that.
I was laughing at the entire book, especially when I saw the Doom sequence. I went, oh my God, Doom the Lip. What?
I'm gonna have to find my first issue now. I want to reread it.
Hope we get a sequel series or something.
Something.
I hope they one day do a sequel. They opened it up for a sequel.
Yeah. Yep.
So one day we might see Jason Aaron, and if they can get Adam Kubert on a decent enough schedule with it, just we'll see them doing a sequel to this, because this is just one of those things that begs to have something more done with in the future.
It was fun.
Yep.
I guess we could say that again.
Yeah, we can say that. Dude, it's fun.
Yeah, man. Okay. So, Anthony.
Yeah,
what's your big pick? I think it's going to be one of my picks.
Yeah, my pick is Fear Itself 5, and I'm probably going to spoil the shit out of this book now.
Go for it.
I actually, besides the ending, I wasn't that sure on, but I actually really enjoyed it, because we got the big fight in it that we were promised at the end of issue 4, you know, between Thing, Hulk, and Thor, and that was really awesome and really well drawn. And I think equal credit should be given to Immerman and Fraction actually for the fight, because I know fights are usually down to the artist, but I think Fraction did well with his pacing of spacing the fight out over the amount of pages he did. The only problem with the actual fight between Thor, Hulk, and Thing that I had was that line of dialogue, which I know I'm not on my own in this, when Thor decides to call Hulk a pain in the ass, which isn't very Asgardian-like, but apparently that's how Fraction wants to write for, so, you know, whatever. Because he said on Newsarama that he doesn't write for how Stanley did, just you know, Walt Simonson wrote his own kind of for, and Fraction writes his own kind of for, so, you know, whatever. You can. And then this, the dialogue in it was kind of half and half. Some of it was quite good, some of it was a bit dodgy. The bit when the Avengers are going to take on the Serpents and Sin, and Spider-Man says, "Hey, Beardo, suck it." I thought that was really something that Spider-Man would actually say. I actually really enjoyed that line.
I was confused to know what you're saying with Thor's dialogue, because in that one part after he crushes Ben, he's all like, "You are a giant pain in the ass, but now you die." And then later on in the fight, pretty much, I guess, after they land, he's all like, "I cannot beat you, you know."
Yeah.
He goes, "I knew."
Oh, I bet you liked that, didn't you, Eric?
Because
Thor admitting he can't beat the Hulk.
Hey, man, he got him. He did the same thing that the Hulk did to Juggernaut during World War Hulk. He just got him out of the way.
God.
Just let him keep running.
All I can say is I actually took a look at this issue myself, and I love the sequence of Franklin. Franklin's sequence.
Oh, yeah.
That was so perfect. Yes. I went, he went, I'm the, like, like, by the way, yes, we'll continue the spoiler fest on this one. I love, like, Franklin's like, okay, I'm not supposed to, my parents say I'm not supposed to do this, but for you, Uncle Ben, I don't think they'll mind. And he's like, Ben's like, oh, crap, we're going to have a lot of explaining to do to your parents. Oh, boy. It's like, well, Franklin saves you, but he's like, oh, crap, but your parents are going to be so ticked off. I'm like, yes, they admitted Franklin's all-powerful. That is awesome.
He's been that way for a while now.
But they're actually starting to play with it more and more.
Yeah.
And that's what I love, that they're doing it a little bit more. Like, if for a while there, they feel like they were, like, dialing back on Franklin the all-powerful. And now it seems like, screw it. Franklin's the all-powerful. Let's play.
Hickman's actually hinted it quite a lot, though, in his FF. But he's not done it where he's directly told you. Because he's had, like, there was this scene when, do you know, in one of the last FF issues, when Franklin's holding up guns towards all the villains, and that's actually, he's using a toy gun, but because of his power set, that is actually a threat, which is why the villains are actually scared of him when he's pointing a gun at him, because Franklin could probably take out, like, Doctor Doom and the High Evolutionary and I can't remember the other guys who were there, but, you know. Franklin was odd. I like the Richards kids. They're so cool. It's one of the reasons why I read FF, because they're awesome. But there's the thing with the end of it when has everyone read it? Yeah.
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 I have. Yeah.
What did everyone think of the ending with Spider-Man kind of running off?
Oh right, right.
Well, Cap feels defeated already.
Mhm. Yeah, it's like. Captain America's kind of like said, oh yeah, it's okay, you can go, and he just runs off. But it's like all the heroes think they're beaten, but I'm trying to just be patient and see where Fraction takes it, because the story's not finished, is it? So Fraction might actually be going somewhere with it in like the wider scale, long term kind of thing. But I don't know, it just seemed kind of out of character for Spider-Man to just leave all of his friends and go. Because especially this one, what else got me is like, because Aunt May, this is continuity, this has been a bit of a nerd and continuity picking, but Aunt May and what's his face, they've moved out of New York, haven't they, to Boston?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're in Boston now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get. Who's he going to save then, like Carly and MJ or what? I don't know, but the thing with that is, because they haven't actually said if Spider Island is before or after Fear Itself yet, have they?
Still trying to figure out.
People keep asking Dan Slott, and Dan Slott says at the end of Spider Island, they're supposed to be telling us when it's set, because apparently they're all like leading somewhere, aren't they? Like Schism, Spider Island, and
Schism,
Fear Itself.
Schism, yeah. Spider Island, Children's Crusade, and... Yeah. And like they're all and Fear are all supposed to like hit right together and set up like the next wave of like what the Marvel Universe is gonna hold.
Yeah, probably the Shattered Heroes banner that they're doing. But yeah, Fear Itself 5 is a good book. I enjoyed it. Great artwork again.
Here, here. I agree. So good. I even enjoyed the scenes with Tony Stark. I don't know. Oh, he gets mad at Odin. He's like, just give me your forge. And I was like, hey, good idea.
The two biggest egos in the Marvel Universe going one-on-one, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
The only thing that bothered me there was that I had already seen it in Iron Man, because I read Iron Man.
Oh, really?
But I guess he had to explain it to those of you who don't read Iron Man, so it's just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't read Iron Man, so it helped me.
It was only two pages, though, so it wasn't really...
Yeah.
I got that much, but...
Wife, do you have any thoughts? Yeah. She didn't really read it very well, she said. No comment. Okay. I guess that makes it my turn?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, man, I want to talk about this book I didn't get to talk about last time. I finally got a hold of The Absolution Trade by Christos Gage
and
Dovia Cava. I can't... Whatever. Very cool book. It's a cop story with superpowers. It's a very good cop story. It's kind of a gory cop story, but not so gory that it's repulsively... Well, I can't say that either.
It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
It's pretty hardcore.
I've seen worse. I mean, it's one of the tamer Avatar books, I think.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. I don't know what to say, man. It's
badass.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
Read it to believe it.
It's definitely that list of books you need to go. Just read it. You'll know why it's awesome when you read it, because it's just
definitely a sequel coming too. The way it's left open ended like that.
And Christos is actually saying he's supposed to work on the sequel. He actually is working on the sequel right now. It's just taking a bit because he's doing it in between his Marvel stuff. So,
Debbie, you read this. You want to comment? No? Are you scared now? Okay. My wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
So, yeah, I recommend it to anybody who can pick it up. I had a hard time getting a copy, though, to be honest with you. It took a long time. But I got one, and it was worth the wait. So, yeah. There's a chick.
I've not heard of it.
A helmet and a sword.
Swords?
Yeah.
Swords?
Motorcycle helmets painted like Hello Kitty, kind of?
Yes. Hello Kitty motorcycle girl.
Kind of. Yeah.
And swords and guns and explosions and all sorts of badass.
Lots of cops fighting cops.
Cops fighting cops. Superheroes. Yeah. Cops fighting other superhero cops.
Not really.
Well, kind of, sort of. It's kind of.
My wife's trying to talk to me, but she doesn't want him to comment. He kills bad guys.
Yeah, like it's kind of like a Dexter in superhero form.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That
there you go.
There you go. That's the best. I don't watch Dexter, so maybe I should.
It's a good show.
Okay. I guess we're back to you, Dylan, because I sound like an idiot and we need somebody articulate to speak.
I'm not exactly the most articulate, but I'll try.
Whatevs, brother. You're still in school, that helps.
Yeah, I
am. Yep.
Alright, I'll get this one in quickly. Detective Comics 881 by Scott Snyder, Jock, and Francesco Francavilla. It's the finale to their 10 or 11 issue run that started last year. Bringing in all the, like, both artists who worked on it, and Scott Snyder's writing the whole thing. It's double sized for $3.99, and the entire thing is kind of just packed from cover to cover. Basically gets behind Jim Gordon Jr.'s motivation and kind of wraps everything up so that the book can end and then restart next month. It's got gorgeous art. If you've been reading any of the issues, then you know that. And Snyder is very capable. Snyder is very capable with writing these characters, but especially by this point when he's been doing it for nearly a year. Just perfect finale to a great story. I enjoyed it a lot, and it was certainly worth the $3.99.
You said it was double size?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's definitely larger an issue. I think it's double size.
Oh, I guess that's not really holding the line if it's $3.99.
Mm-hmm. I only noticed it was $3.99 after I read it, actually.
Nice.
It's double size, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flashpoint hasn't been $2.99 either, but whatever.
No, it's $3.99, yeah.
I'm a bit annoyed, actually. It seems like most of the DC titles I'm probably going to be buying in September are $3.99, like Action Comics and Batman. I think they're $3.99 titles, so they're not really drawing the line for me.
No, at least they're trying.
They're all double-sized, so that's why it's pretty much like Action. It's like Action and Justice League. They're like all like 40-something pages, like each of the like first issues of like a few of those, so.
Very cool. Well, not very cool for the pocketbook, but...
For the pocketbook.
Sorry, my kid has special cake. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Cake.
Maya yelled, everybody stop talking.
Kid yelled, oh crap!
Well, she's loud. She has cake.
She's happy. Okay. The cake is not a lie for her.
Okay, Maya. Sorry, guys. What were you just talking about? Detective Comics? DC Comics? Batman.
DC Comics.
Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, I've read it as well. I think the Jim Gordon's kid. What's his name? Is his name actually Jim Gordon?
James Gordon Jr. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's actually he looks like he's gonna be a good villain for Batman. I hope he's used again in the future. If not by Snyder, then by someone else.
Hopefully, yeah.
Very, very evil. It was kind of, because it was quite gory, but it was the kind of gory that I don't mind, because it seemed to serve the characters in the story. It wasn't, like, gore just for the sake of, like, here's some blood, just because we want a bit of gore. Like, a Mark Miller comic, for example. Yeah. It was, like, it seemed to, you know, actually do something.
Serve a purpose.
Yeah.
Really? Blood has to serve a purpose? It can't be just stylized looking cool on the page? It
doesn't have to, but...
Like Juan Jose Rip?
There's blood for a purpose, and there's blood for just being awesome. And sometimes... Yeah. And so there's many levels of blood.
I like the just being awesome stuff.
I am not ashamed to admit, I have watched my fair share of things of blood as just being awesome. Like, awesome! That's like the most awesome blood geyser I've ever seen! That makes no sense, but it rules, so perfection, or stuff like that. I mean, can't help but geek out over that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Is that all we have to say about Batman? Because I got nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that James Gordon's son, who was lost for a while, or apparently comes back as one of Batman's villains.
Yeah.
That's different.
He'd been, like, sent away, and you literally don't see him for, like, a decade or so.
Huh.
Since, like, Jeff Loeb's 2 series, Long Halloween and Dark Victory, I don't think we've seen him.
See, now that's kind of intriguing, I guess. Still, not getting my money.
Buy and trade and stop being stubborn.
No. No. Not gonna do
I'm probably going to buy it and trade, actually, because I only got about the last 4 or 5 issues of it. I want to read the whole story.
Yeah, I'm waiting for trade myself because I lost track of it after a while. So, pretty much it's like trade waiting for me on the next bit or so.
Okay. I guess that makes it your turn, Wesley.
This is actually interesting. I'm actually going to... We were talking a little bit about Spider Island. There's one I want to mention in particular that I really liked. The Cloak and Dagger.
You stole one of my picks.
I'm sorry.
You dirty, rotten bastard.
I am wrecked right now. I am so sorry.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
We can basically share the pick. We'll probably be discussing it back and forth. So we'll make... It's a shared pick. There you go. So
okay.
But pretty much, Cloak and Dagger, I really liked it. I'm a Nick Spencer fan. I've been following him since Morning Glory's Existence 2.0, 3.0, and different stories like that. So when I saw this book, I went, okay, I'm kind of a Cloak and Dagger fan, and I like Nick Spencer. So and I'm getting into Spider Island anyway, so let's see what it's like. Turns out, it is awesome. I loved every minute of this book. It was so... It's pretty neat. It gives you, like, a really cool, quick origin sum up of just what goes on with them, how they got their powers, their whole history, pretty much. And it's sort of weird. I kind of like the difference between the territories they kind of played with. They pretty much have Cloak and Dagger playing on 2 different sides of their superhero aspect of themselves. Like, Dagger's sort of like, well, I like being a hero and all, but it's not my biggest priority. And then Cloak sort of like folk were like, come on, let's be a heroes for hire group. And then they have a Twitter page and they have a Twitter feed and a hashtag. I'm like, wow. It's like, how did our pictures get up on Times Square? Well, I paid for the ad. I went to business for community college. Oh my God. That's like, oh wow. That is so cool. And
weren't they a couple of junkies before?
Yeah. Kinda.
That's how they got their powers, no?
That's how they got their powers from a junkie thing.
Hmm.
And it's kind of weird how they played, how they kind of evolved, like the characters have kind of gone through over the years. And the interesting thing, I love Emma Rios' art on this book. Like,
oh yes, it looks beautiful.
She's good, but this book took her to another level. I knew, okay, she's getting good, but wow, like, she is went nuts with this comic, and she just blew it out of the water. I've never seen anything quite like it. I mean, she's like playing with every aspect of her art on this one. Like she must have saw Nick Spencer's script and just got it inspired, because she just was like playing off of everything with it. And what's even more interesting about this comic too is the connection to Spider Island. It's loose. So if you're not really reading the full thing of Spider Island, you could still get this and be fine. But at the same time, if you are reading Spider Island, you get a little extra bits of perspective from Cloak and Dagger's point of view on what happens in the main Amazing Spider-Man. So it's kind of pretty cool.
I don't know if I can afford more comic books.
It is only $2.99, if that helps.
Yep, that is cool. It's only $2.99, and you get a good bit. You get a fun story, and you get a fun story. You get really great artwork, and yeah, it's probably one of my best. Probably one of my best comic buys of the week, of just going, damn, this is like one of the best tie-ins of Spider Island so far.
Very cool. Guess I'll have to check it out, because I'm a Nick Spencer fan too. Anybody else reading it?
Yeah, I read it. Well, actually, the reason I read it is I'll start again. The reason why I read it actually was because of the creative team, because I don't think I've read a comic with Cloak and Dagger in since House of M, actually. So I wasn't really that interested in the characters that much beforehand, but you know, since Spence was writing it, and I've been waiting for a Nick Spence and Marvel comic that I've enjoyed more than Morning Glories, because his Iron Man 2.0 is kind of a bit boring, and his Secret Avengers stuff was kind of boring as well. But he seems better suited to this, and it was after the Osborn miniseries with Emma Rios as art, I was like, okay, them two together, I've got to check this out. And it didn't hurt either, it being a Spider Island, but because I'm buying quite a lot of the tie-ins for that anyway, and I really enjoyed it, and I pretty much agree with everything Wesley said. So
very cool.
Yeah. And I didn't know, by the way, this was like the first book of Nick Spencer that caught my eye too. And because so far most of Nick Spencer stuff has been really kind of like,
What do you mean his Secret Avengers stuff?
Secret Avengers
not been that good, really.
And then this book, he just went like pretty much these characters must have really appealed to him because also Dylan just mentioned in our chat that about Ultimate X-Men coming up here. Yes. So I had the base. I almost feel like that's another book I'm actually going to check him out on, because that book looks really cool too. So. I'm hoping like Cloak and Dagger starts him on the right path with Marvel and having some really cool projects coming up.
Yeah, I'm actually buying the whole Ultimate reboot thing going on.
Same
next
here.
Every one of them, even X-Men.
The Ultimate comics. I took a look at the preview from the Ultimate comics books coming out. It's this Wednesday actually, and. Yep. That book looks beautiful. Holy crap.
Cool.
I'm like, if this is what the Ultimate Comics are to come, I see a very good positive future for Ultimate Comics after this one. Because they're basically, from what I was reading, that they're going to be keeping it to three ongoings, one mini. Cool. That's it. And
did we all read the Ultimate Fallout there?
I'm waiting for the rest of them.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay. I haven't even read number 4 yet, man. My books are in the mail. I'll have them Monday.
I actually don't read Ultimate Comics anymore.
Yeah, I think I've heard you say that. I don't know, man. It looks good. I'm one of the few people who enjoyed Ultimatum. I was like, what the fuck? Awesome.
You liked Ultimatum?
I loved it. I was like, why the
fuck? Wow.
Whoa. Shit. Cool.
Wow. This one liked Ultimatum.
I don't know.
I like the Spider-Man tie-in issues, because they're the only ones I've read, the Spider-Man Requiem issues, but they were good. But I haven't read the actual event, because I've heard very few good things about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm an Ultimates fan. I read all the originals except for X-Men. I guess I got the Fantastic Four and Spidey, and the hell else was there? Avengers or Ultimates? My bad.
Ultimates was amazing.
Yeah, just quickly.
What's that?
I just get a call. Sorry, Dylan. Continue, man. I didn't interrupt you.
You can go ahead.
I'm still getting a kick out of hearing like one of the few people I've ever met that actually liked Ultimatum. So I'm just like, wow. Oh, well, I've never met anyone who's liked Ultimatum.
Like, I like a lot of things. What can I say? I like them good. I like them bad. As long as it makes me giggle, I'm happy. What do you say, Dylan?
I won't spoil it. You haven't read it. It'll probably be brought up a lot in Ultimates. But there's just one part of the last issue there that, I mean, you kind of figure it had to happen because of stuff they've said about the Ultimates book itself. But I was still like, damn, that was an interesting thing to happen that they wouldn't have done in the 616, I guess.
I think that's what I like about the Ultimate Universe, and that's why I liked Ultimatum, because they wouldn't have done any of that shit. The blob eating the wasp. That was amazing.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's hungry.
I'm a hungry man.
Daredevil get crushed by a church as well or something in Ultimatum.
So many people died. I was like, what the hell did you guys just do?
Okay. They kill Wolverine. They kill Wolverine as well, didn't they? Or Logan and now his son. Did you kill Cyclops as well? I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's when Ben killed Doom.
Ah, that would be why he's not on the cover for the new number one, then. That explains
it. Yeah, I think it's his son or something, probably.
Yeah.
It's
been in Jeff Loeb series, but I haven't read it and don't plan to, so.
What's that, the Ultimate X?
Oh, yeah. That took like 2 years to come out because the Art Adams is not a very fast.
Is it 5 issues?
Or 5, yeah.
Yeah, I got them. I enjoyed them. They're pretty. They're different.
When they eventually came out, you enjoyed them.
Hmm. Well, I gotta say, I did go into the store and see there was like 2, 3, and 4 were on the shelf, so I bought them all at once.
Oh, okay.
And I already had number 1, so I was like, what the hell, might as well finish it. And the last time I was there, number 5 was out. I was like, holy crap, cool. So yeah, I guess we went off the marker there a little bit. It was
Yeah, sorry about that.
we were still talking about comics. So it's
yeah,
okay.
No, that's cool.
It's all good.
Whose turn is it? I had to kick my wife out.
I think it's yours, isn't it?
Is it?
Or is it mine? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll fight you for it.
Go on, Eric.
No, I'm just kidding, Anthony. If it's your turn, it's your turn, brother.
You got a backup, dude?
What? Who?
I guess I stole his pick inadvertently.
Yeah, you stole Cloak and Dagger, you bitch.
I am a bastard. I am such a bastard.
That's funny.
Well, but, the other comic I had that I wanted to talk about, and I think this is another one everyone here has read, because it's another one of the big event comics, and it is Amazing Spider-Man 667, which is also Spider Island Part 1. It was very fun and cool and awesome, and Humberto Ramos's art was just so good.
Beautiful. Oh, it's so perfect.
So much is happening in it. It's like, you know, it's an issue packed of stuff. Like every page is important, and it was great. If there's actually some people out there who are listening to this and they've not read it, they really should. Like, just try out Spider Island, because Spider-Man looks like he's finally getting a good event.
Doesn't everybody automatically buy Amazing Spider-Man because it's so damn good?
It seems to be one a quite popular comic now, which is why it's getting another, which is why they're giving Spider-Man another monthly. But never mind about that.
Give him another what? Say that again.
Yes. Avenging Spider-Man. They're giving him another monthly, aren't they? Because that's what Marvel do.
When did that come about? Yeah. I haven't heard nothing.
You not heard?
No, brother.
They talked about it around San Diego.
Yeah. Zeb Wells and Joey Madonna. I can't pronounce his surname.
It's Joe Madureira.
That's it.
Joe Mad?
Yeah.
Oh, and Zeb Wells, right? That was a long time ago I heard about
It's going to be beautiful. Oh, my God.
I'm going to check that out, man. For
sure. I'm not buying it, though.
No? I'm probably going to check it out.
Joel Mad's gotten a little older from when he was drawing beforehand.
He
could actually sit down and do it.
Still hasn't released the last issue of Battle Chasers. Yes, I'm bitter. Bear with me.
Yeah, I hear that, man. I only got about 4 issues in before I stopped with it altogether because it seemed to be taking forever.
I'm still bitter about Joe Mad in that series. It's like, I like his artwork. I think he's a good artist, but then I think about him and I go, he never finished Battle Chasers.
Man, what if put it, I like the idea that he was going for there. I was like, whoa, not what I expected, but...
The thing I have against the Avenging Spider-Man, right, is I may actually pick it up in trade, but there's you've got Amazing Spider-Man twice monthly. You've got Spider-Man in the FF book. He's in two Avengers books. And even as a big Spider-Man fan, that's enough Spider-Man for me, if I'm honest. That's all I need. I don't need another monthly ongoing. I'm sorry.
It's like Wolverine.
Yeah.
The Avenging Spider-Man, what they're supposedly, when I was reading about it, is they're supposed to be having him have more, like, small team-ups with the Avengers
people. Yeah, it does sound like a Marvel team-up or a Marvel 2-in-1.
Yeah, and it could, so hopefully they embrace that more aspect, and that could be kind of fun. It's like I might just pick it up, but it'll probably be more a flip through before I decide if I'm going to end up picking it up or not, because like, it'll look nice, but then I'll always end up thinking back to Joe Mad not finishing Battle Chasers. Anything he does, it'll always come back to he never finished Battle Chasers.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter at all, am I? Not at all.
Not at all.
It doesn't seem to bother me that much.
I was a Battle Chasers nerd. I can't help myself for being bitter.
Yeah. That's cool, I guess.
Being sarcastically bitter as humanly possible.
So Spider Island.
Yeah, so we'll go back to Spider Island. Yeah. Don't want to get onto the Battle Chasers internet. So.
Oh, well, there's like some kind of clone rumor going around, isn't there?
Yeah. Because
I know the Jackal's involved, and I'm like, you're a mother, I love the Jackal.
Oh, one of the do you remember the huge mutated spider things that he's hanging around with? One of them's actually Kane, because he resurrected it from the grave. They covered that in the Deadly Foes one shot. If anyone read that,
did you guys read Venom?
Venom.
Yeah, Venom was good.
Yeah,
Venom
was awesome. Yeah. Oh my god!
I'm Spider not sure Island if that's actually Steve Rogers or not though.
Yeah,
that was what threw me a bit. I think that might be a bit of a red herring or something. I'm not sure. Because I had a theory that it might be Gwen Stacy or someone. The Gwen Stacy clone. But
if it is Steve, then that means it has to be set post Fear Itself.
Oh, my head's exploding.
Actually, not necessarily. They did have the picture of him in the Cap uniform, but that could just be like file footage.
I'm not listening.
Yeah. La, 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 la. It could be a... It could be someone who is have you not read it, Eric?
I think I have not.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
There's like four or five words there. I was like, what? Pop, pop. What? No.
Oh, Eric,
we're assholes.
It's fine. I'm okay. I kind of tuned you out. So,
I only read
it like I'm
going to
love the shit out of it.
I only read it about an hour ago myself. So.
Oh, really?
I read it last night.
I pretty much have caught up with all my Spider Island tie-ins so far, and I have been, it's been interesting. Like then, like so far, Venom was just like awesome. And by the way, we're not going to spoil the last scenes of Venom on that one. So, but the last scenes of Venom were amazing. So,
la, but
I'm not going to spoil you. I just said the last scenes of Venom were amazing.
I know. It's all good.
I am being a good Wesley today.
Attaboy.
Except for the aforementioned bitterness, which always comes up when
yes. Yes.
I apologize for that, but
okay. Can I go now?
Go for it, Eric.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I'm gonna pick Flashpoint number 4.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah, because I was Shazam. That's all I gotta say. I like Shazam.
Did Earl give you some money or something?
No,
to
brother,
make
one man. No.
Are you getting a handoff from Earl? Sorry, I'm into it.
I was like, Shazam, this is cool. Different take on Shazam, for sure.
Yeah.
What, like 7 kids make 1 Captain Marvel?
Something like that.
Only to get butchered! And I was like, what the fuck?
I did not expect that.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that was kind of cool. Not really. These guys are screwed just as bad as they are over in Fear Itself, I think.
Yeah, maybe worse.
Just wait till the next issue. Oh, sweet God.
It doesn't really matter what happens, does it? Because everything's starting over.
Anything that happens now doesn't matter. We can kill the entire DC universe right now. Doesn't matter.
There's only one more book, though. It says 4 of 5.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah, a little confusing.
Not next week, isn't it? No, not next week. End of the month. That's what
yeah, 2 weeks.
I mean, compared to Fear itself, it's the lesser, I think. I feel.
Yeah.
I know.
Issue 4 was the best issue since 1. 2 and 3 were a little bit...
Barbecue Barry Allen, that was okay.
Yeah, that was awesome. But then what annoyed me about issue 2 is that he tried to do the lightning thing to get his powers back. It didn't work. And then he did it again in issue 3, and it worked. So why didn't it just work the first time around? Why did they have to do the same thing twice?
Luke of Madness.
And it took, like, 6 pages in each issue to do it. And it's like, what? Really? Okay. Fuck you, Jeff Johns.
Funnier
if he just got hurt
again.
Nice.
Sorry, Dylan, what was that?
I said it would have been funnier if he just got hurt again the second time.
Yeah, it would, actually. That would have been hysterical.
A crispy
Nobody
Allen.
Likes Barry Allen.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I miss Wally West.
Flash
well
enough.
Yeah. I think they killed him in this universe, haven't they, already?
Yes, they killed Wally West in this universe.
I haven't read it, so it technically never happened.
My favorite part of the whole thing is the Aquaman, Wonder Woman more.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man, I would like to read about that forever. Can we keep that going in the reboot? That'd be cool.
There's actually something interesting. I was reading something about what it's interesting because it'd be funny if they did do that in the reboot because they're talking about Wonder Woman making that more of a horror comic in the relaunch. Because as the Azarello said in a news interview at the Comic Con saying, oh, this is not a superhero comic. Wonder Woman's going to be a horror comic.
Right.
Whoa. Right. And it's like, If they did want to do an Aquaman Wonder Woman war in the DC reboot, it would be kind of funny in this universe, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. Wonder Woman's badass.
Wonder Woman's badass in this universe. I like how they're handling her, and that Aquaman's amazing.
They're a good rival, I'd say. I don't know. Seem like the same almost power level. I'd give her the more power, personally.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Her fights with Superman or something, I guess.
One of the most odd little comments, like a lot of the most interesting rivalries I never would have expected them to play with in any sort of crossover event. And then, by golly, they made it work, and they made it work damn well.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see how it's over in one more issue. I bet you the next issue is $5.
Well, everything you know will change in a flash, so it'll probably be, like a big...
Don't blink while you're reading it, you'll miss it. Yeah.
Probably be like House of M.
Just fade to white?
Yeah, and then come back.
Wake up and half the mutants are depowered. Or all
no
of them.
More mutants.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
No more
DC
mutants.
Reboot. No more mutants. Metahuman. Sorry. Okay, well, that was my pick. I don't really
Fair enough.
Say about it. It's almost over.
I guess we have to mention some DC titles. We can't just be a Marvel show.
We got Dylan bring Batman every episode.
Oh, shit, yeah, sorry, yeah.
We've had a pretty balanced show. By the way, did anyone want to get into the Ghost Rider 2 trailer?
Oh, fuck yeah, no.
Because I think we all went on our little swear fest on Twitter about that Ghost Rider trailer pretty epically.
I laughed.
Phil is really not aimed at me at all.
He's pissing fire! Why is he pissing fire? I don't understand why he's pissing fire. It's like, why? It's like, la 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 la. I'm like, why? Why the fuck is he pissing fire? I don't understand this.
I told my friends about that last night, and I don't think they thought I was being serious or something. I was like, yeah, he really does piss fire in the new movie. And they're like, what? Really? You made that up? And like, no.
Things in life you can't make up.
Something tells me they're going to chop that up.
Pissing fire.
That scene's gone.
Yeah.
Nobody liked it in the trailer.
It's like, can you? It'd be funny. It'd be one of those weird moments of like people going to see Ghost Rider 2 going da 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 da. Why is he pissing fire? Like, every critic would go, the hell is this? It's like, you just can't fit that in there and have it make sense in your movie of Ghost Rider pissing fire. It just derailed the movie. Like,
I'll probably
not
use it on the villain.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It looks like he's fighting somebody. It doesn't look like he's trying to put anything out, that's for sure.
He's going to piss on a villain. How the kill a villain 101 in Ghost Rider universe? You piss on them with fire. That would work wonders in any situation.
Maybe
the
it's
ultimate humiliation.
Maybe it's a sponsor for gonorrhea or something like that.
You never
this
know.
Is what happens if you get gonorrhea.
I remember one of, like as my friends were watching this trailer, I got more responses, and like all, and pretty much I have one friend's a very hated Nicolas Cage fan, and he said, "Oh, Nicolas Cage, man." Yeah, and then that's when inspired me. When it inspired me, my curse you, Nicolas Cage, curse you to your fire piss hell.
Yeah,
and I was just like, because I was just like, so this trailer annoyed me. I have never had a trailer so annoy me until I saw that last scene. I went, "Oh, fuck you, movie, just fuck you."
I'm still stunned they even got a sequel, because that first movie sucked, man. I fell asleep in the theater.
It was so boring.
Oh,
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
It got a sequel because of the Sam Elliott sequences. I mean, Sam Elliott salvaged that movie to a point where it was watchable. And even then, it was hard. But
the ending come along, and you were like, shut the fuck up. That was horrible. Nick Cage, man.
Nick Cage wanted the sequel. God love him. He wanted to buy some more dinosaur skulls.
And another copy of Action Comics number one.
And another copy of Action Comics number one.
Yeah, he's
that
a big
fire-pissing bastard.
I guess
the only reason I'll give him any props is because he likes comics legitimately.
Yeah,
listen, he was going to be he was going to be Superman at one point, wasn't he? In Tim Burton. Superman movie, I think.
Oh my God.
That would have been awful. Like, he's not Superman at all.
He got saved big time on
hairline
that one.
Superman.
If anyone's ever seen the suit he was going to wear in that movie, we got spared a painful experience.
Oh, was that the light suit with the lights?
Yep.
The lights and the sparkles and.
Yeah, that's not right.
It would have been sparkly Superman instead of sparkly vampires.
Whose idea was that?
Tim Burton's.
Tim Burton.
Disappointing.
Very.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of respect for Tim Burton over the last few years. So.
Well, yeah.
Alice in Wonderland didn't help either.
Well, that being said, rewatching the Batman movies, there's not actually a whole lot of his stuff that I like to begin with now, so.
I don't know, I liked his Batman movies.
They're decent movies, but they're bad Batman movies, really.
True.
Yeah, I say they're bad movies.
He opens Batman with him, Batman getting shot and falling to the floor. I mean, you know, that's not really Batman, is it?
I don't even want to get into this right now.
Although that sounds like the kind of Batman Eric would like to actually Batman.
Sounds about accurate to me.
Yeah. It's not Batman.
Okay. Does anybody else got something they want to jam on? Another?
Yeah.
Yeah?
This will seem a bit weird, but, well, when I get into it, it'll seem weird. Uncanny X-Men 542 by Kieran Gillen and Greg Land. Now, usually I would not pick a Greg Land book because I don't like his art at all. But but anyways, this issue I don't know, I guess it's Kieran Gillen.
He's awesome.
Yeah, the story and the dialogue was good enough to get me through this and actually enjoy the hell out of it. It has some this book really shit's hitting the fan, I guess. Really.
Wow.
The ending kind of, I was like, they did not just do that.
Yeah? What'd they do?
I have no issue with spoiler of anyone else, because I'm curious.
No, go for it, Dylan, I don't mind.
Alright, so Colossus, Kitty, and Colossus's sister go to the guy who's working with the serpent or something like that. One of the, like, Asgardian bigwig evil guys that we haven't heard about until this point somehow. The guy who gave they go to the guy who gave Juggernaut his powers.
Sidorak.
Yeah, and then they say that the serpent gave him powers of the hammer. And so that guy takes away Juggernaut's magic powers, and then Colossus's sister basically makes Colossus take them. So now he's basically the Juggernaut.
Sweet.
Badass.
Yeah. Very cool. I think we were talking about this last episode or something.
There was a teaser image of that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
But that's, I always wondered how they were going to do it. But
really? Why is it? I don't know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Colossus is now formidable. Very formidable.
Yeah.
The only part that bothers me with it is I like him and Katie's relationship, and if he's nutso or whatever the hell's going on, I'm pretty sure it's not going to go too well. Especially since she just got back. What I was saying was Katie basically just got back like a year and a half ago, and now Colossus is like probably going to be batshit insane for a while, so that worries me a bit what's going to happen between them. But
you don't think he'll have control? Didn't Marco have control? He just wanted to be a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Maybe he'll be... Yeah, he'll probably just fight Juggernaut with Juggernaut's power, I guess. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
I mean, dear God, if Colossus was powerful before, I mean, as Colossus with the Citrak gem, dear God, that's like... That's pretty high level now, which Colossus is at this point.
Yeah, man.
What's even more nuts is it's supposed to wrap up next issue, so it's just going to be a huge battle, I think.
Cool.
So
I might have to go and pick that up when nobody's looking.
I think it's
well, what have you got against X-Men, Eric?
Oh, nothing. It used to be such a huge franchise in the 90s, I couldn't afford them all, so I just dropped them. But it's used to be...
like that again.
You think so? I don't know. I'm thinking it's more a little accessible.
Well, I mean, you don't have to read all the books now, but there's still, like...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Same with Superman.
I don't have to, but I read, like, all of them anyways, which is not a good idea, because it hurts the wallet.
The new Juggernaut is Colossus. I like it. Anybody else got another book they want to quickly grab at?
I've got one that I want to give a quick shout-out to, actually. Uh-huh. It's another X-Men book. I think it came out the Wednesday just gone, and it's X-Men Schism 3, which...
Good.
What I enjoyed most about this book actually was the art in it by Daniel Acuna, because I was paying close attention to it since he's supposed to be the artist on Avengers from issue 19, replacing John Romita Jr. on the Avengers. So I was quite curious to see his art on a team book, and he did a really good job on the art, and the story was quite good as well with what Jason Aaron did with the kids in the Hellfire Club, and they're really creepy, and they're all like 8 years old, and just I don't want to spoil it, but you should read it, and they look like they're going to be really good villains for the X-Men in like the future when they go to the number ones and all that. And it was better than two. Schism 2 was good, but X-Men third issue was like really good, back to the quality that one was, I thought. And,
yeah. I really like the last few pages with Cyclops and Wolverine.
Yeah,
preceding event. It's like, this is what this event has been billed as, kind of. And I want to see more of the next issue. And not to mention the last page is just kind of like, holy shit, there's three.
It was quite interesting, actually, because it's like, he's building it to rather than them just, like, being put in a room together and fighting. He's like having Wolverine disagree with Cyclops' ethics in a battle, which I thought was really good and like stirring the pot a bit. And presumably they probably won't fight until issue 5, but when they do fight, it's probably going to be epic, and it's going to be felt better, like more deserved in the story, because he's simmered towards it more slowly rather than just gone, okay, Wolverine, Cyclops, just fucking do it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like how their argument at the end, you can't, like, it's written, and the way it's done, it's like, I don't know who's necessarily right with all of this.
Yeah.
I don't know who I agree with.
It's an X-Men Civil War, somebody cue some Guns N' Roses.
I can actually see it now, how it's, it begins, like, the cracks, you know, of how the X-Men are going to split up, and you can actually begin to see why they're going to go into two different teams with, like, the Uncanny X-Men and Wolverine and the X-Men. You start to see the beginning of it, I think, in issue 3. Or maybe it's been there since 1, and it was just more obvious to me in issue 3, because, I don't know, I'm stupid or something, but it begins, and it was cool. It was a
fun read.
I know
what you're saying.
Speaking of the
artwork was really... Sorry, Dylan.
Was it?
No, I was actually done. You can go.
Speaking of the split in the teams and stuff, I don't know if we all saw this live blog that Marvel had, but they almost went out and said Cyclops was dead, but then we had the preview for Astonishing X-Men when he was in, And then reading the solicit to Uncanny X-Men, I think he's still going to be around, even if it's at a lesser capacity.
Very interesting.
I hope they don't kill him off. I like Cyclops. I know he's a dick.
I could care less.
Too much hate, I think.
I've always liked Cyclops. I was reading the story on a Bleeding Cool about Schism 3, because I hadn't got a chance to read it yet, but I decided, okay, I probably won't get this for a bit, so I'll take a look at it. And I saw the kids, and I went, holy God. And then when they started talking about what they're doing with the one girl from Generation Hope in X-Men Schism, I went, damn. Because they're talking about a little bit about her, and they're about her basically became like sort of like Cyclops's like assassin girl or something like that. And I went, holy God. I mean, it's like they're basically giving you a nice little reason for you to kind of hate Cyclops a little more, but yet I still can't help but like the guy, because he's sort of like making decisions for the greater good more than just doing it just to be a jerk. He's doing it for stuff that is going to protect him in the long haul. So it's kind of interesting what they're kind of playing with.
Oh, I also wanted to mention, I got a letter printed in the back of this where I'm gloating about issue 1.
Yeah, I noticed that, actually.
What?
I looked at the letters page and I saw Dylan's name.
Unbelievable. That's amazing.
That being said, that was before I read the last issue of Detective and Daredevil, so.
Huh.
But anyways.
Yeah, I hate you.
Eric, all you gotta do is... You know. Kiss a bit of ass and you'll get a letter printed.
Every letter I kiss a bit of ass and I get it printed.
I guess that's
please for print Uncanny, my letter.
It's worked for Uncanny, Batman, Venom, and Schism so far, I think. Unless I'm forgetting one.
Kiss a little ass and you'll get your letter printed. Like
it's a little corporate ass, and you get a letter printed.
There you go. Anybody else got it? Like anything else, real quick? We're almost done here, I'd say.
I'm good.
I've got my friend was covered all I want to.
Okay. I guess the only other thing I read was War of the Green Lanterns Aftermath #2. And if you're reading Green Lanterns, keep reading Green Lanterns. That's all I gotta say. I enjoyed this book. I'm like flabbergasted at what was going on. And you guys don't read Green Lantern, and we've done this before, so. Thank you. That's good to meet. You can find us at Facebook, Instagram, page, and plus we have our own Twitter account, Comic and Blog. I guess that's all. Plug. Anybody else?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Say goodnight, Red.
Okay, let's see. What are you guys doing on them new Square records, eh, that goes like on a record player that's like on its side, eh?
Oh, hey, that's Neat Deep, some British new wave band.
Take off. You don't know.
Yeah, they pull their goals, eh?
What do you think?
Sounds like a British new wave band.
Yeah, beauty sound.